I got nothing. I can't tell you how many times I've sat in my chapel before the Eucharist, before Mass, and told Jesus that. Like, Jesus, I got nothing. If you want them to have something, you got to give it to me. Because I got nothing. How many times before Mass, how many times walking into a tragedy, and just the prayer, Jesus, I have nothing. Whatever you want to give to them, it's yours to give. Walking into a hostile ethics meeting, Jesus, I got nothing. I got nothing. But this sums up, perhaps in an incredible way, the whole priesthood. It sums it up really well, actually. St. Paul says that what I have received, I give to you. What I have received, I give to you. The priest never gives anything just simply of themselves because they have nothing to give of their own. All a priest is able to do is to give what Jesus Christ has given to them. Otherwise, they got nothing. The very last thing Jesus did, the absolute last thing he did before he went to the garden and entered into his passion, before he was taken from our sight, was he gave us these two things which we would be able to see, though veiled. He gave us his priesthood through his apostles. And through them, he gave us the Eucharist. These are the two great gifts that this Holy Thursday commemorates and celebrates. That Jesus is in both of those. He's hidden in both of those. And very much hidden. Oftentimes in very unimpressive men in the priesthood. Hidden in the Eucharist in sometimes very unimpressive liturgies. Or very unimpressive wine and bread. We're having our first communion practice the other week, and one of the kids asked, is it that bad when you receive it, like, for real? It's simple. It's very plain bread. It's some of the lower-end wine you'll ever have. There's better wine than the stuff we have here. But we need more collections if we're going to get the good stuff, so. But it's very unimpressive. It is. The guys that Jesus chooses for the priesthood, I was in seminary for 4 years, 5 years. They're not impressive really a whole lot. There are smarter people. There are more faithful people. There are wiser and more clever people. But Jesus chooses who he chooses, and he chooses those who will say yes. This is in everything. And so he's very much hidden in both. In the priesthood, he's hidden in the Eucharist. That Jesus is willing to be, in the Eucharist, neglected, received with carelessness, spoken of falsely, doubted, that's just by his priests. It's amazing. God willed to be present to us through his priesthood and through the Eucharist, fully knowing what that meant. Fully knowing. But he gave it to us because he wanted to be with us. He's there in the Eucharist, he's there in the priesthood, and he wants to be with us. The priesthood boggles my mind. It really does, in general and also personally. I love being a priest. I really do. I really love being your priest. I love serving you. All of that is so true. But at the same time, I have no idea why God chose me. I've shared before that there honestly was no thought of the priesthood in my mind till I was 23. Within like 2 months, it was a complete 180. So like not just why God chose me for the priesthood, but also how he did it. But I think one of the things from that is it always remains in my heart, this gift of the priesthood, that I hold it with a humble gratitude, because I don't understand it. I don't understand it. But yet I'm grateful that God has given it to me and that he's given me you for this time that we have now. And in this night in which we celebrate the gift of the priesthood in the Eucharist, I also want to sincerely apologize for any times I've failed. All that said, you guys know priests are human. And I've failed, and I've failed you at different times. And so I apologize for that. I ask for your forgiveness, and I ask you to pray for priests. The priesthood is a beautiful gift. It's a mysterious gift. But it's one in which the devil really hates. He hates it. Pray for priests as we pray for you. We need one another. This is so true. The priests need the people of God, and the people of God need priests. It is so mutual that the priest holding up the people in prayer, it's been one of the beautiful things that I thank God for the grace of faithfulness in is praying for you each day. I pray for you, and then I pray that I might be a good shepherd, that I might be a good priest, that I might have wisdom and prudence, that he might give me his own heart with his love, with his Holy Spirit, and that I might just have nothing to give you. Asking Jesus that I might have nothing to give you but what he gives to me. And so thank you. St. John Vianney, who is the patron saint of parish priests, as he was a simple parish priest in a small little town of ours in France, he had said that if a priest realized what he is, he would die. I don't know if it's die of joy. It didn't finish. It just says, that's like his quote, if a priest realized what he is, he would die. Maybe out of fear, but he would die. You know, we hold these treasures in earthen vessels. This is the whole thing with the sacraments. This is the thing with every human person, every human life. Those of you who have little kids, when they're small and when even they get older, you know that they're treasures that God has given you, but yet they're in earthen vessels, which means they become teenagers and brats, and they become ungrateful. But that changes when they get older. And it's the gift of the priesthood. It's all the gifts that God has given us, that they're these treasures, but they're held in earthen vessels. And to realize the treasure that it is, and to realize as a priest what God does through the words that he gave to the priest to speak over the sinner who comes into the confessional, the words and the oil that the Lord gives us to anoint someone who is on their deathbed, and the peace of Christ comes over them, the words, his own words that he's given to us, to pray over this very unimpressive bread and wine that transforms it into the most astounding thing in the universe. God. It's treasures in earthen vessels. And why God chose the priesthood at all? John Vianney said the priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. Jesus chose the priesthood, even his first 12, one of them betrayed him, but yet he chose it. He chose it because he wanted to be with us, because the priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. What does the heart of Jesus desire? What is his desire? He wants to be with us. He wants to be with us. He wants to be with us now, and he wants to be with us in eternity, for eternity. He wants to be with us in the midst of suffering. He wants to be with us in the midst of joy. And this is everything that the priesthood encompasses. And it's everything that the sacraments are. It's Jesus' desire to be with us now so that we might receive what our souls need, to be with him for eternity. It's a gift. And this is the love of Jesus. Jesus gave us the priesthood so that we wouldn't be left with nothing. So that when he was taken from us, we wouldn't be left with nothing. And though the priests have nothing to give, only what they've received from Jesus Christ, they are able to give. They have nothing of their own to give, but united to the church and to the love of Jesus and love of his people, a priest can give us God, hidden in the forms of bread and wine, so that we, all of us, that what we receive, we might actually become. That we receive the Eucharist and we become that. That we become love itself. We become this sacrificial gift of ourselves. The thing that saves us. Saves us from ourselves. And that gift that we receive and that we give of ourselves, it's not nothing. When you give the gift of your very flesh, your very blood, when you love in that way that Jesus calls us to, that's not nothing because you're united to the flesh and the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's his love that we give and that we receive. This night is the great mystery of the two gifts that Jesus gave us in the priesthood and through the priesthood, the Eucharist, so that he might be with us and we might be with him. The priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus.